Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5. The game, fourth and final hour with you live here on a Football Friday. We'll get back to the Tennessee Titans and Falcons coming up in about 15 minutes. We've got our college football and NFL picks against the spread. And, of course, our big finish. Speaking of a big finish, Predators looking for a big finish tonight in the final dress rehearsal of the preseason before the regular season opener next Thursday. Preds in Carolina tonight. That being said, I tweeted this out yesterday. Let me see if you guys agree with this. Here's how I would go about the line combinations for opening night, a week away from the season actually starting and everything really mattering. I would not break up the Jofa line, so it would be Forsberg, Johansson, and Arvidsson on the first line. I would go Granlund, Duchesne, Kyle Turris on the second line. I think I would actually start Rocco Grimaldi along with Sissons and Craig Smith on the third line, and then Yarncroke, Bonino, Watson on the fourth line. I guess the main crux of this, Grimaldi on the third line, Kyle Turris. I am not breaking up the Jofa line for the sake of getting Kyle Turris going. Agree, disagree?
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to this in particular. I think I'd probably have Yarncroke on the third line with Sissons and Smith. That strikes me as a Grimaldi's a fourth line player, I think, with Watson and Bonino. That's a good fourth line, by the way. Kyle Turris on the wing, I think, is the number one thing. You want Kyle Turris on the wing so that we can see what he can do at a different position, not put the pressure on him to have to play great defense as a center on the third line. That's important in that position. That's why you need Colton Sissons or Nick Bonino in that role. So you want him on the wing. So I don't really care, frankly, if he's on the second line or the first line. I think he has a better chance to be successful if he plays with Johansson and Arvidsson, you know. I think Forsberg and Duchesne could be electric on the second line.
Could that be the best second line in the league?
I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of the better second lines. So if you told me you had Granlund, Duchesne, and Forsberg on the second line, I feel, to me, it's about breaking up Jofa to stretch out the offensive scoring power, right? Like, you want to get more production out of your second line. Well, if you're going Granlund, Duchesne, Turris, that's a new centerman, a guy who's been with this team 19 games in Granlund, and the guy who was a healthy scratch last year in Turris. There's not a guaranteed piece on there yet. Duchesne should be. But I'd be okay with Forsberg, Duchesne, Granlund on the second line. Because then I know I've got a premier player on the second line. I trust Johansson and Arvidsson to carry the weight of the first line. So if you throw Turris in there, can he score some goals in that situation? I'm actually okay with them trying it multiple ways. I think in game one, you know, at the home opener, let's say, next Thursday, I think you probably want Jofa together just because it's a home opener. But you got to find what works. And so I think if you're Lavi, I don't think you have a problem messing with stuff early to see what works, because you can always go back to Jofa.
And that's my sort of train of thought as well. One, you got to find out if what you saw in Turris is what he's going to be last year. And you got to try to find, you got to put him in, you've changed positions, you got to put him in a position where, you know, you can get the most out of his talent, because you know he's talented. So whether you break up the Jofa line or not, I think Kyle Turris is that one key guy that you got to try to find a way, because you got to make the determination whether, you know, he's going to be here or he's you could potentially trade him later on. He's making what, $6 million. So you got to try to figure out, because you know he has the talent. Let me put him in a position where we can maximize that talent. We've already changed positions. We already put him on a wing. Let's see what we can do to get him going. Because if he gets going, it helps the team. Lobby's done a fairly good job at kind of mixing up. And this is not the first time he's mixed up, you know, lines when he's had to get guys going or whatnot. So whatever line he goes with at the beginning of the year, obviously it won't be the line that's just will be the same throughout the year. things are going to change.
Yeah, and I'm not make sure everyone hears me clearly here. Mm-hmm. Jofa was a liability in the playoff series against Dallas. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that Jofa won't return to form. I think they do. I think that line is great. There's no question about Arvidsson, Forsberg, and Johansson playing together. But that line got totally shut down mm-hmm. in the first round of the playoffs. So having a backup plan in your mm-hmm. back pocket, knowing that you can go to something else at the end of the season and it's going to be successful, that's kind of your job, right, as a coach, mm-hmm. is to know, I've got these three or four combinations that I know are going to work in different situations against different types of teams and styles of matchups. Because Dallas shut down Forsberg, Johansson, and Arvidsson last year. Totally shut them down. And you can't have that and win a series.
Okay,
right?
So you guys, anti-Turris on the second line from the standpoint of you don't want to, or you're okay breaking up Jofa because you can always go back to it. But mm-hmm. let me peel the onion back one extra layer here. By doing that, does that disrupt Victor Arvidsson, who obviously is a key part of the Jofa line, who, by the way, last year had the best year of his career.
The best year of any Preds mm-hmm. goal scorer ever.
Right.
I don't hear, this might be a strange take. I don't think anything disrupts Victor Arvidsson, like traffic, you know, loss of, you know, no toilet paper in the bathroom. Like, I don't think anything disrupts.
Just because he's full throttle all the time?
He is 100% every shift, everything he does. Like, I don't think, I'm not sure anything disrupts Victor Arvidsson. Now, along the lines of the Taylor Lewan conversation, is it easier for Roger Saffold to block when Taylor Lewan is standing next to him? Yes. Is it easier to score when Philip Forsberg is on your line? Mm-hmm. Of course it is. But I don't think it changes Victor Arvidsson's game. And Johansson is still the engine on the first line. Johansson is still what makes it all go. And so if Johansson is still distributing the puck, Arvidsson's going to be where he needs to be, and he's going to make plays. The question is, can the other guy, Kyle Turris in this situation, can you get him going enough to where he becomes a $6 million asset? Because the guy's not a $6 million asset right now.
No. I mean, he's played well in the preseason. You know, he's been, you know, he's contributed to some goals with this passing. So he's playing well. I think you're seeing some of the fruit of them moving him around and moving his position. So he's playing well, and you just hope that it continues.
All right, Preds fans, if you want to go to the opening game Thursday night at Bridgestone Arena, well then stop by Cool Springs Wine and Spirits, located at 1935 Mallory Lane in Cool Springs, this upcoming Tuesday afternoon, and enter to win. Jared and the GM will be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 and giving away tickets to the Preds season opener against the Minnesota Wild on Thursday, October the 3rd. We come back, the Titans, Falcons, final thoughts, big game, both teams 1 and 2. Who can get to 500 at the quarter point of the season? We'll reveal that next on Morning Drive. It is Morning Drive live here on a Football Friday. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and Marquise. Our Morning Drive pigskin picks against the spread coming up in just about 15 minutes. The big finish at 9:45 this morning. So Titans, Falcons, final thoughts here as we wind it down on a Football Friday. Again, one of these games where it looks like, you know, the Titans are getting points back against the wall, much like Cleveland, much like a lot of games last year. Does that lead to a Titans victory?
I mean, that's sort of where my gut is telling me here. Like, everything says Falcons, right? The matchup says Falcons, the home team, more talent, more offensive explosiveness. Nothing about this offensive line for the Titans says that they're going to be good. So that means the Titans are going to win. Like, it's sort of like opposite of everything. I just think that if you're Vrabel and you're this, quote, leader of men that we've talked about, if Delaney Walker is now back as your vocal leader in the locker room, Cameron Wake's veteran presence, Logan Ryan, there are too many guys on this team that know how big the stakes are this weekend. If they do not compete at a very high level, I would be extremely disappointed in the leadership of this team. Head coach, all the way down to the players, that would be disappointing. I think if I was a Titans fan, you know, if the Falcons win a close game but you fought hard, I think you can at least say, all right, the locker room's still together. You know, you don't have Taylor Lewan yet. The offense, you know, whatever. Atlanta's good on offense. If Atlanta blows them out, I'm very concerned and disappointed about the performance of the leadership group of this particular team, if that makes sense.
Can I just say that I hate the phrase anymore, leader of men?
Yeah.
Like when I hear that as a head coach, it feels like another way of saying, yeah, he can get, you know, garner the respect of the locker room, but he's not an X's and O's coach. Schematically, he's not going to outplan you, out-execute you. It's a lot like with, like, the game manager label on a quarterback. Like, I don't care if Vrabel's the leader of men. I just need him to have guys in the right position to succeed, well, which is another phrase I hate as well.
Well, but you can't. Right. They're all cliches. But you do have to be a great leader to be a good head coach. I mean, you do. Like Dabo Swinney is cut from that mold. He's not a great X's and O's guy, but he's a great leader. Now, there are some great X's and O's guys who are also great leaders, right? Like Nick Saban's a great X's and O's guy and a great leader. So you can do both. We don't know as much about Vrabel from an X's and O's standpoint because he's not an offensive guy, and Dean Pease is his defensive coordinator. We know he can develop talent. We know he did that at Houston. So I think leadership's important, though. I think leadership's important in every walk of life, in every business. I think you got to have people that are good at getting more out of other people around them and making people better. So I think you need to have leader. I just think on the field, like, there has to be accountability. And Derek, you say this all the time. The coaches can call the plays, but the players have to execute it. It's up to the players to get it done. And to me, this is where Cam Wake and Logan Ryan and Delanie Walker and, you know, the veteran leaders on this team, this is a critical moment of their season, and they have to know how important they have the sense of urgency. I need to see it from the first snap. And to Dory Jackson, don't give the team the ball on the 5-yard line. Okay, like if just give me a sense of urgency from the beginning and play like your head's on fire and your season's on the line, because it's sort of getting close to that situation.
Well, if they put him back there, punt return, and something goes awry, then I blame the coaching staff. I don't blame Jackson at all. I just blame the coaching staff for, you know, not recognizing that this is a true problem. You can throw Humphreys back there just to secure the catch or make a good decision, or you throw someone else back there that has the ability to catch a punt but make a good decision. If this game was here in Nashville, I would go with the Titans. But this game is in Atlanta. I think both teams are at a point where they need this win. Not to say that the win is a must win, you know, but it makes your job at getting to the playoffs a little bit easier if you pick up this win. And after a quarter of the season, you're 2-2. If you're 1-3 after a quarter of a season, especially in the Titans situation where they've already dropped two within the division, then it makes for, you know, your road to winning a division and or getting in the playoffs very, very difficult. So if they're at home, I'm picking them, but they're not.
Tennessee Titans have the better defense. The Falcons certainly have more playmakers on offense and the more accomplished, better quarterback. But let's go to the head coaching matchup. I know Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl, had a 28-3 lead, but I don't believe Dan Quinn is a very good head coach. Do we believe Vrabel's got the advantage here? Does the head coaching matchup favor Tennessee?
If you want to talk about discipline, the answer is yes. One team is leading the NFL in as far as turnovers, fewest turnovers, the Titans, and are one of the least penalized teams in the league, whereas the Falcons are the most penalized team in the NFL and one of the worst teams at turning the ball over. So if you're talking about mistakes and discipline, the Titans are the far more disciplined and mistake-free football team. The Falcons have been the worst. Now, I think Dan Quinn's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. But there's lots of talk right now about the locker room and the message being stale and what's going on with Atlanta. There's too much talent for them to be this bad. And the defense, you know, yes, they already lost Keanu Neal, but they're not as good. Like, there's lots of questions right now about what's going on in the locker room for the Falcons. That would be a reason where I think this Titans locker room and the leadership and the coach and staff, there's more unity. There's more togetherness there with this particular team, at least right now. That may not be the case in a couple of weeks. But right now, you know, I like the Titans to play well, and I think they can go down there and win. There's not really a reasonable or rational explanation for that.
But no, there just never is with this team.
or with any NFL game. No. I mean, it's just the NFL's like this.
They are a microcosm of the NFL.
Right. I totally agree. I just, for some reason, I think the leaders have this team focused this week.
Atlanta is a very flaky team.
Right.
I think Atlanta's an underachieving team. And we had John Kincaid on yesterday from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. I mean, he eviscerated Dan Quinn.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is that whatever this thing Dan Quinn had in Seattle, and you hired him because of that thing that he had in Seattle, that, you know, that defense, and he was the architect and the coordinator of that defense. So you hire him to be your coach, not necessarily to fix the offensive woes, but to fix the defensive woes and to bring an attitude to that defense. And they just don't have it. And, you know, you're trying to figure out, well, why don't they have it when the guy we brought in, you know, to help develop it in Seattle. And that's where they're at with Dan Quinn. It's like, man, you had a hand. You were the leader of a historic defense. You were the leader of a historic defense. And you get here to Atlanta, and we don't see any shades of that.
Well,
you
know, and attitude, the worst collapse on defense.
Exactly.
You know, in history.
We don't see it in attitude. We don't see it in play. We don't see it in turnovers. So what's going on here? You know, so I mean, I don't know. The Dan Quinn problem is a problem that, you know, other NFL teams are having with their head coach. Luckily, you know, we don't have it here with Mike Vrabel, because I think, you know, the attitude of Vrabel has rubbed off on the team. They just need to start winning. They need to start executing. It's not about an attitude and a mentality. It's about an execution.
They need their superstar left tackle to be blocking people, not doing podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they need that too.
So just throw that in there.
I was also thinking about this last night, because you think about the Titans' pass rush, and Cameron Wake has got 2.5 sacks this year. Not bad through three games for a 37-year-old. Harold Landry only has one, but I was watching the Packers last night, the Smith brothers, Preston and Zadarius, two guys that Teron Davenport and some people wanted the Titans to pursue in free agency this year. One of the Smiths has 4.5 sacks. The other has 3.5 sacks. This is going to be one of those games where Harold Landry comes to life, forces Matt Ryan into a mistake.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Harold Landry's been a far better player. So, I mean, he was – everybody against Cleveland was better than they've been the last 2 weeks. But against Cleveland, Landry was all over Baker Mayfield. He didn't get credit for the sacks, but he was all over him. So, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, Jayon Brown's going to be asked to do a lot. He's been arguably the best player on the team, and he's going to be asked to do a lot because, you know, Austin Hooper can catch passes at tight end. Mohamed Sanu's great over the middle. In the slot, they've got two deep threats. I mean, you're going to have to pressure with those guys up front to get to Matt Ryan, and because he'll give you the ball. That's the thing. He's given you the ball right now a couple times this year. They're you know, they've had 8 turnovers, I think, through 3 games. So they are turning the ball over. I'll take the Titans and their lack of mistakes. Now, that killed him against Jacksonville, right? We said, hey, go down there, don't make mistakes, and you'll win the game. And sure enough, Dory Jackson gives them the ball, you know, on the 7-yard line. So you can't have that kind of stupid stuff happen.
NFL fans, don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show. Start your morning off on Sunday with the kickoff show from 7 to 9:30 a.m., followed by NFL pregame, which will be live from the George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue from 9:30 to 11:30. Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, and Chris Sanders, all brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by RumbleOn.com, Kubota Tractors, and Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. We will come back and tap into our picks next on Morning Drive.
So far, folks, I'm in the lead of the picks. That's quite a surprise to me and everybody else, but I am in the lead. So listen, I will say this. You cannot count on my picks coming up next segment. You just can't count on them. I'll probably lose you money, so don't gamble on my picks. Here's what I can tell you should do, and it's not a gamble. It's a guarantee. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling will take care of your house. They will make sure that everything is up and running smoothly and efficiently. That'll save you money both in the short term and the long term. It'll save you on repairs in the long term, and it'll save you on your electrical bills and your heating bills right now today. They'll make sure everything is up and running smoothly and efficiently at your house. Over 2 decades of experience, I say it every time because it's important to me. I want a company that knows Middle Tennessee, that knows homes in Middle Tennessee, and that has handled homes in Middle Tennessee for over 2 decades. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling has done that. And you've rewarded them with your business so much so that they've doubled in size. They now have an office out on the west side on Highway 100, south of Dixon, for all you folks out there, so they can get to you smoother, faster, and easier, and more efficiently. They can take care of more homes more efficiently across Middle Tennessee. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, locally owned as well, so you get the great service, hands-on service from a great staff and a great collection of men and women without all the bloated corporate prices. It's fantastic service. They come to your house. Join the Comfort Club. Use them as your emergency plan if a big problem happens as well. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, they've got every one of your in-home needs taken care of. SpringHillAC.com is a website. SpringHillAC.com. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, proud sponsor of the newly minted, newly renovated Smashville Live. Love having them on board this year. Can't wait for that. Getting started next week. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. SpringHillAC.com is the website.
Big Skin Pick'em. Starts now. For entertainment purposes only.
Bumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Here we go.
Pick'em's double for you knuckleheads. Yeah, you know who you are.
Let's go! Let's go now! Let's go now!
Ah, yes, a tradition unlike any other. No, it's not the Masters. It's not a Sunday in Augusta in the month of April. It's time for the Morning Drive Pigskin Picks, where we don't do any stupid nonsense like, hey, here's my six-pack of picks, or let me give you my five-star guarantee of the week. No, no, no. We just give you games. Could be two games. Could be 20 games. We have no idea.
These are two-star maybes. That's all of my picks are two-star almosts. We'll see. So far, I am very proud of my 9-9 record.
You should be.
Which is in the lead.
Yeah, you're 500.
I went 4-2 last week. I'm in the lead. Derek, you went 3-2 last week. You're at 9-10. You're one game. You're half game back of me.
Mitching closer and closer.
Nick went 1-2, 16-22 on the year.
Damn, Nick.
Yeah, come on, man. You're the expert here. You're supposed
exactly.
to be doing
it. What is going
All right,
here, bud?
I will go first. My first pick of this week.
Wait. What was mine?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're NFL. I don't know what your record is in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
I don't pay attention to the NFL.
Oh, you're a hater.
Yeah, no, that's Nick's like world. NFL. Nick will take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
all right, I'm gonna make a pick just purely out of just – this is just a sheer joy pick. There's no actual analysis involved in this, but I want to hear Nick's reaction to this. I am going to take the 0-4 Akron Zips on the road as a favorite. Akron is 0-4. And they are on the road, and they are a 6.5-point favorite.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Akron Zips. So,
this is how bad the UMass Minutemen are.
Oh, I thought they were playing Tennessee this week.
UMass,
oh, wow.
The UMass Minutemen are so bad, they are the 130th-ranked team in America. They are the worst team in college football. They are a 6.5-point home dog to an 0-4 MAC team. Give me the Zips minus 6.5.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking that pick just for the sake of rooting for an 0-4 team.
Hey, if you're 0-4 and you're laying points on the road, that line tells me all I need to know. It's a good pick.
See? There you go.
There you go. But then again, I have a losing record, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, you can. Also. I'm not taking your advice.
Yeah. All right, give me Stanford minus 3.5. This is a dangerous pick, but Oregon State's terrible, so I'm going to take the Stanford Cardinal minus 3.5. They're App State, who just beat North Carolina, a really good football team. Like 70% of the money's coming in on App State, minus 50. I'm going lower level here this week. App State minus 15.5 at home against Coastal Carolina. Give me App State to continue to roll over under new head coach Eli Drinkwitz. Like him a lot. Bama minus 35.5 against Ole Miss. Ole Miss doesn't even know who their quarterback is. Give me Bama by like a boatload of points, whatever that is, 35.5.
How the hell did Hugh Freeze beat Nick Saban back-to-back years?
I have no idea. Luck. One of them was luck. One of them was five turnovers, like inside the 30-yard line. SMU, fresh off a win in the battle for the Iron Skillet. That's right. When TCU and SMU get together.
Throw out the record books.
Actually, it's 99 meetings, I think, something like that. SMU just beat a Big 12 team, a good Big 12 team, and now they are playing against South Florida, who is one of the worst teams in college football. They are laying 7 points. So I'm taking five favorites. Is that smart, Nick?
In the NFL, no. In college, it's more feasible. You got a better chance in the college ranks.
Okay. So Akron, 0-4 Akron, minus 6.5 on the road. That's right.
Yeah, I can't wait to spend my... What time is that game, do you know?
I have no clue.
I'm going to Google the score just to update the records and do like what I always do with Derek Mason when he picks all these innocuous games that I don't even know the conference they play in.
2:30 kickoff time, God's time, Central Standard Time there. 67% of the wagers are coming in on the Akron Zips.
Bad sign.
Yeah, I know.
Bad sign. If you believe in fading the public.
All of my picks are with the public this week. That's not good.
No.
That's bad.
D-Mace, you still marinating over there? You want me to go?
You're in second place,
D-Mace. Well, I got to go. Okay.
Wait.
I'll get mine out of the way. I'll clear the floor for you.
We got to get the Luke Skywalker music going here. Actually, is John Williams the guy who wrote all this stuff?
I think it was Hank Williams.
John Williams has written basically...
Oh, my rowdy friends are here for Monday night.
Oh, my God. One of the greatest composers of our generation who will be compared to Mozart one day, and you went that direction.
Okay.
Good Lord.
My first call is Brown versus Harvard. Okay, it's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Saturday.
What's the weather going to be?
Doesn't say the weather.
It doesn't matter.
But you can catch it on ESPN, I believe. Yes.
I doubt it.
No, it says it right here.
What?
I think
you ESPN can. Plus.
Maybe? ESPN Plus.
Yeah, ESPN Plus.
Maybe on the internet.
DirecTV.
Live video stream.
206. Yep, you can catch it. 53.5, the over-under. I am taking the under in this game.
Tommy Amaker's not even going to watch this game.
He might not. You might be absolutely, positively right. Okay, so I'm taking the under on that game.
Okay.
Connecticut, Central Florida.
Oh, God, this is
another
awful game.
Kickoff, 7 p.m.
It is, in fact, a kickoff. Yes,
yeah, it's kicking off, 7 p.m. Let me see. 62 is the under, over under.
Really? Is it really?
Yeah. Well, it's,
there are 40.
It, no. You know, because I'm going to go with the average. 64. 64 is the average.
They're a 43-point favorite.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they are. It's like minus 43, minus 44.
If you ever lay 43 points, you're
that's
an
insane.
Idiot.
Yeah.
There's no value.
By the way,
in
this
that.
Is a rivalry game that they tried to create a couple years ago called the Civil Conflict.
Oh,
Scott Frost left the trophy at midfield. They beat Connecticut a couple years ago, and they rolled the trophy out to give to him.
Nah,
and
don't
he just
want
walked
it.
Away.
Yeah, don't want it. I am taking the over in this one.
So 62.
Yeah, 62. I'm taking the over on the 62. Okay.
Get the lowest possible number there.
Buffalo, Miami, going with the Mac.
This is not the Bills and Dolphins.
No, it's not the Bills and the Dolphins.
This is not the return of the Mac either.
This is
exactly.
Buffalo Bulls and the Miami of Ohio Redhawks.
Absolutely. So the over-under is 47.5. I am going I'm going the over on this one.
Boofa, though.
I'm going the over, okay?
What exactly do you look at when you make over-unders? Like, what determines which way you go? Like, I just want to get inside of your brain.
There's nothing in there.
It's a deep breath. Yeah, I take a deep breath and then I say over under.
I swear to God, this is the highlight of my week.
Okay. East Carolina, Old Dominion. East Carolina, Old Dominion. Over under is 47 points. I am taking the over on this one.
Oh, fantastic. That was good for me.
Yeah. And then I'm going to end it with this one. There's two games, actually, I'm ending
with. Oh, okay. So we're not ending.
New Mexico, Liberty. Yes, New Mexico, Liberty.
Hugh Freeze.
Yes, Hugh Freeze. Check him out. 73.5 is the over-under. That is a lot of points. I am going with the under on that one.
Oh, shocking.
And then, to end this,
please.
I'm going Arkansas State, Troy. Over under 58 points.
Rivalry.
I am going the over on that one.
Now, is that Troy Gloss? Is that Troy Aikman? Is that the University
the
of Troy?
Troy.
Troy versus Sparta?
Right. Yeah.
73.5 over under. I love that UCLA Washington State. If you had, 125 in the over, you would have won.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you would have. Good Lord.
That game was insane last week.
I could have gave y'all Holy Cross or Syracuse.
No, we don't want it. No. Leave the people,
Towson in Florida.
Leave the people jonesing for more. And Florida's a real football team, so you're not allowed to pick that.
No. All right, I'm going to give you guys some winners. It's time to get back on track.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Two college games, both in the Pac-12. I will take USC plus 10.5 at Washington. Give me Matt Fink to keep it close.
Third-string quarterback there on the
against
road.
Against the fighting Jacob Eason's of UW.
Washington's rounding into form right now. Watch out for them.
Could be a dangerous spot, but USC starting to play confident. Maybe rallying the troops for Mr. Helton.
That's true.
And then I will go to a 9 o'clock game Saturday night in the Pac-12. Washington State getting 6 points at Utah. So Utah is coming off of a loss last week to
USC on Friday night.
To USC.
Very close game.
And Washington State blew that game against Chip Kelly.
Gave up a 32-point lead.
So give me Washington State plus the 6.
Just gave up a 32-point lead.
That is correct.
It would be one of the biggest games of the entire week had they not had those two teams not blown those games last week. They both probably should have won them. It's one of the most important games in the conference for Utah. Utah and Washington, those are two interesting picks by you. Because if you're a Pac-12 fan, you need Utah and Washington to keep winning. Otherwise, your chances at making the playoff are basically nothing.
Three NFL games for you. I will take the Colts minus 6.5 against the Oakland Raiders. I think Indianapolis is a very good team, and they will hammer the helpless Raiders in their own building. The Bears minus 2. That number is very short at home against the Vikings. But if there's one thing I know is that Kirk Cousins is a fraud against really good defenses. the Bears will cover the 2 against Minnesota, and then I will lay the 7 with the Patriots on the road at Buffalo. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, 30-3 lifetime against the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
Buffalo will no longer be undefeated.
Yeah, I don't. This whole like, is Buffalo legit and are they going to beat the Patriots? Like that. I don't understand that conversation that's been happening around the media. I think Buffalo is good, and I told you guys to watch out for the Bills this summer.
Bills Mafia.
But like, we're talking about for a wild card here. We're not talking about for the division.
Exactly.
Right? Their defense is stout now,
and Josh Allen's got the love
of
his teammates.
Okay, so there you go.
Patriots, the number one defense in yards per play allowed.
Have they given up an offensive touchdown?
Nope. Smothering people.
The Bills that's will good, beat right? the Patriots.
Outright?
The Bills will beat
Well, I mean, you did pick the Eagles yesterday.
In what,
so
in what year?
How do I know?
2025?
No,
what year?
That defense will be suffocating. The Bills will beat the Patriots.
All right. Straight up?
Yep, straight up.
Okie dokie. Okay. How'd the Vols do last weekend? And that straight up upset prediction.
What do you guys got this week? Tennessee or the bye?
I got the bye.
The bye?
Yeah, I'm taking the bye.
It's probably a good pick.
Well, yeah. I think Tennessee's going to get a W.
Nope. All right.
Taking a bye.
Big finish coming up next. Stay there. That is correct. It is time for the big finish. We do it each and every day at 9:45 here on Morning Drive. But before we get to that, let's give something away, shall we? Right now, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU take on Marshall at Floyd Stadium. Saturday, October the 5th. That is not this Saturday, next Saturday, October the 5th. MTSU and Marshall, Floyd Stadium, 4-pack of tickets right now. Just be caller 5-615-737-1025. Braden Gall, the big finish brought to you by...
Your fourth place Nashville Soccer Club, that's right, in the top four where you want to be. Get your MLS tickets for the inaugural season today. Go to NashvilleSC.com. That's NashvilleSC.com.
And we welcome you into a Friday edition of Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5. The game, Nick Braden, D-Mace, Marquise. Good to have you in here on a Football Friday.
Oh, so good to be back and see you guys, all your shining faces. So wonderful.
Bald shining heads.
I love all the bald shining heads, the shiny domes. Nice to see you guys.
All right, what's better, the Golden Dome of Notre Dame on a Saturday night under the lights in Athens, or Derek Mason and Nick Cale's bald heads in the bright light studios? 102.5 the game.
No questions, the two of you.
That's what I thought.
More history and prestige with you two, I think, than Notre Dame.
Light.
Also, you guys have competed for more championships at a higher level, I think, in the last two decades. Does this make me a bad parent that I don't want to spend the entire day with two children without the support and help of my wife?
Don't worry. There's relief coming. When they get to 4.5, 5 years old,
they can start entertaining themselves
more.
They
can do all their things by themselves, and you can take a nap in peace. And they might be fighting when you wake up, but they're not going to kill each other.
Right, exactly. I see parents like walking down the street, like a parent who is alone with like three kids. And like they all stay on the sidewalk when they walk. And I'm going, what's that like? I have so much respect for parents that take care of children.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
People that work at daycares, I have so much respect for people like that.
My girls are in kindergarten now, and dude, I'm telling you, I do not know how anybody could be a kindergarten teacher.
I'll tell you what, people out there who are just gotten married, about to get married, whoever you are, you're thinking about having kids, go tour a daycare. That's either the greatest contraception known to man, or you're assured of your decision, right? Like, you'll be like, all right, we're ready for this. We're going to go do this. Having a kid, that is. Go tour a daycare.
Good to have you back. Jeremy Pruitt says the show will be 100 times better today. In case you guys wanted to hit the rim shot.
Jeremy.
Still JP.
Stop it, Jeremy.
This is a guy that, just thinking about it last night, I'm sitting there watching the Eagles-Packers, and I'm thinking about Jeremy Pruitt's comments. I even said it to my wife. I go, he said that they're 100 times better than they were a year ago. And she goes, and my wife doesn't pay attention to a ton of football other than probably the Eagles in Alabama, and she goes, aren't they really bad this year?
Even she recognized, like, aren't they bad? Like, they're not good this year, are they? So how can they be 100 times better than what they were last year?
Welcome in our buddy Josh Ward from WNML.
And maybe Jeremy Pruitt should have done a better job recruiting or establishing relationships with the players that he was inheriting, not just focusing on the players he needed to bring in. It has not gone well with the transition from taking over, having Butch Jones players, if we're calling them that, kind of lead the way with the Jeremy Pruitt's players coming in to help with the transition. I say it's not going well. That's pretty obvious. The 1-3 record and the results there, but I guess I mean that in front of us and what we're seeing and also what's going on behind the scenes, and that's something they're still continuing to try to fix while they have to enter the toughest stretch of SEC play.
It is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5, the Sturgill, Nick Braden, D-Mates Marquise.
I believe this album comes out today. So,
well, how long has this single been going for? A couple of months now, right?
Yeah, about a month and a half or so. Singles run, I don't know what singles run now. They run a ways out, right? Yeah, you got to build the hype.
Probably like a couple months before the actual album comes out. You drop a couple singles, drop a couple bangers.
I used to drop a bunch of singles and bangers back in the day, but that was before I got married.
At
the club.
Wouldn't that make you like 11, though, or 12 years old or something? Didn't you meet your wife at like 14 years old?
Y'all basically got married in 8th grade.
I told you, it's like a modern-day Boy Meets World.
Haley was like, how long has Nick been married? I'm like, I think 18 years.
He got married in preschool. As we welcome in our buddy Teron Davenport.
They go down there, and you have to jump on them early. And it's interesting because both of these teams, well, actually this matchup is a game where the two worst teams that scoring in the first quarter are going against each other. They're both averaging 1 point in the first quarter. However, the Falcons are averaging around 11 points, and the Titans are averaging 9 points in the fourth quarter. So they're going to have to get off to an early start because, like I said, that crowd gets behind them, and they start rolling. Man, that offense could really do some things. And then on top of that, Mike Vrabel has said it multiple times, the team is not built to win from behind. So they better jump off to an early start.
I'm just going to shut it down for the rest of the day. I have no idea what I'm talking about, and, that's it.
Don't pick games. Well, you got to pick games today, but still, man.
Here's the thing. Do we have to?
Yeah, we do.
Do we have
that's
to pick
our
games?
Brand. That's our brand.
I think our brand needs to be we're not in the prediction business anymore.
No, we got to predict them. I like coming back Monday and listening like, to Nick Kale.
I just officially hate the NFL
disgust,
anymore.
His disgust and to hear the disgust in his voice about his pick.
I mean, I love college football. I think everybody on this show loves college football. But you take it to a different level, and you were like, is anybody else interested in Kentucky, South Carolina this weekend?
Yeah, I got a problem. Hi, my name's Braden.
Is there a patch for this?
There's meeting groups. But we do have a support group. We meet and we say, hey, my name's Braden, and I'm a college football junkie.
It is Morning Drive. ESPN 102.5 the game. Should have known Wendy was coming back.
Who loves me.
Can't get a little Shakira here on Friday. No, it's got to be Whitney. It's the Whitney overload.
You don't play no damn Shakira on this.
You don't want to hear that hipstone line
song? You can play Shakira if you want to.
Not on a Friday.
Hey, Hollywood, let me get a little Shakira in the 9 o'clock hour.
I just want the South Park song about.
I'm telling you, I'm going to bust out some moves this year at the halftime show like you've never seen before. I might go live on Periscope.
I don't want Samuel Jackson yelling at me about the war in Yemen. There's people dying in Yemen.
There's a handful of other names.
Put on your jacket.
And other voices that I would rather have than Samuel L. Jackson's. Like, give me James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
That's good.
Morgan Freeman.
Are you just going old black guys?
Basically,
black guys,
yes.
Black guys with distinct voices.
Say what again?
But people, be careful before you buy the Sam Jackson Alexa device.
Can you stop yelling at me, please?
No, I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk. You ain't never seen my movies.
Say what again?
How many people would download Alexa if you could get Jared Stillman as a voice?
Oh, heck no.
Would you stop yelling? That's how I do my show. Well, Billy. That was the Morning Drive Daily Rewind. Good Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you can say.
Yeah.
There will be a kickoff this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Be. Yes, pretty much so.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's give final thoughts on the football weekend. You know what? I did say that I would not give a prediction because I can't pick the Titans games to save my life. I'm going to rescind on that. I'm going to come back to what I do the worst.
Period.
You can't resist.
Falcons 26, Titans 23.
I like Vandy to win. South Carolina, Kentucky's interesting.
Should Vandy ever be favored?
They are, yes.
Why are they favored?
They should be favored. It's Northern Illinois, man. Come on.
It's a game they have to win.
But they haven't shown the ability to stop anybody on defense.
It's a game they have to win. Exactly. No question about it. The one to watch for me is Mississippi State Auburn. Auburn needs to still conduct business every week because they've got some big games coming up, and this is one of those letdown alert moments for Auburn. They're at home against Mississippi State, and the one I'm rooting hardest for, I want to see Nebraska at home with that crowd go crazy against Ohio State. I know they're like a 17-point dog, but I bet you they play a lot better than people think, and I think they're going to be in that game. They're going to be able to score on Ohio State, so that's a huge upset circle the moment potential for Nebraska there.
Nebraska's gonna get crushed.
I mean, probably, but I'm just trying to build some hype here, man. Yeah.
Would be a signature win for Scott Frost for sure.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I just think
it would be.
I think they're going to play it better than they are.
How good does Adrian Martinez have to be for this game to be competitive?
Near perfect, but it puts him into the Heisman conversation if he is good. They're not going to win any championships or anything. I just think they're going to play. They could play their best game of the year in this spot, right? Because game day is going to be there. Lots of momentum, or lots of pageantry and build up about it. It's a big game. I hope that Nebraska keeps it close.
Ohio State can't lose this game for the Big Ten's sake. They can't lose this game. They lose this game, you can forget about getting one of those teams into the playoffs.
They could still, maybe. As long as it's close.
It all depends on how Nebraska finishes the end of the season. But I think if they lose this game, it messes it up for even Wisconsin getting into the playoffs. Titans, Atlanta. I got Atlanta.
I'm the only one taking the Titans.
28-21 or 28-17. And I am taking Vandy. They need to win. They better win. And I'm taking the bye. I think the bye is just too tough for UT.
If Vandy loses, we know Coach Mason's wife will not be happy.
Oh, no.
She said it many times on this show.
And Jeremy Pruitt, his team is 100 times better than the bye week.
There you go.
But I'm picking the bye, man.
You're still taking the bye?
Yeah, I'm still taking the bye.
It's a good number.
I don't know. The old city's pretty undefeated up there in Knoxville. All those kids out partying this weekend.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy the football weekend. We will talk to you Monday morning breaking down the Titans. Stay tuned. Darren, Donick, and Chase coming up next.
Bailey, DJ Nashville had a wonderful weekend, and I love ya.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.